In this time of great darkness in the world, it's extremely important that we reach out to people to bring them to the Lord of Light. And so our speaker tonight, Scott Curry, he's going to share with us 6 reasons why people do not evangelize. Scott?
Thank you, Sister Chris. This evening I want to start off by talking a little bit about risk and risks worth taking, and then tie that into reasons why people don't evangelize. Everything great in life involves risk, but a risk for the sake of risk is foolish, but a risk born from a calling can be very fruitful. Everything great in life carries with it risk. If it's worth doing, there's a risk for not doing it, or there's a risk for starting to do it and either failing or going in a different direction than you thought it was going to go. Everything worth doing in life carries this risk, and that's okay. That's good. And the question is, are the risks worth the outcome? But the risk as a Christian we want to be willing to endure are the ones that are born from a calling. Because a risk is worth taking when you are called, when you're equipped, and when you're faithful to do it. When the Lord calls you to a vision and you know that the risks are coming, the risks are worth it when you know you're called. And if you're called, then you know that you're equipped, because the Lord equips everyone he commissions. And then the key to every calling, as you set out to do it, there are going to be times often when the risks arise, when you're going to question the calling. You're going to question whether you have what you need in order to get it done. And that's when you need to be faithful to what the Lord has promised. Because the Lord is always faithful to us, but the question is, are we faithful to Him? So the risks are worth it when you're called, when you recognize that the call comes with the equipping to do it, and then we remain faithful to that calling and trusting and relying on the promises of God throughout the whole process. So with that in mind, I'd like to talk about the 6 reasons that people don't evangelize. And when I say evangelize, what do I mean? I mean making disciples, helping somebody meet Jesus, fall in love with Him, and begin to share Him with others. Going through that process of bringing them into the fullness of the truth that we have in the Catholic Church and helping them to be a body of Christ on earth. So the first reason that people don't evangelize is they don't know that they should. They don't realize that by the nature of their baptism, they've been baptized into a call. They've been given an invitation in their life to share what has been shared with them, to give what has been given to them, to say, "This is what the Lord has done in me. Now I want others to do the same." So the number one reason is that they don't know that they should. So let's dispel that notion. If you're baptized, if you're in a relationship with Jesus, you're called to evangelize. You're called to help people meet Him because you are a part of the body of Christ. The second reason people don't evangelize is we're afraid of failure. Or another way to put it is that we've never seen it work. So you don't know how to win unless you've learned to fail. Failure is a necessary part of winning. The reality is, and especially if you look at the life of Jesus and His mission on earth, He failed a lot. There were a lot of times where He preached and the people didn't follow Him. Actually, there were several times where He preached and they left Him. The ultimate sign of His failure in the eyes of the world was that He preached so much and was so dramatic that people killed Him. But we also know that what looked like failure to the world was the greatest victory in the history of mankind. The point is this: if we're afraid of failure, if we're afraid of hearing no, then we'll never let the people get the chance to say yes. The fear of failure is understandable, but if we recognize that our responsibility as disciples is not to be successful, it's to be faithful. Our job is to be faithful to whatever the Lord has asked us to do, when He's asked us to do it. It's not so much about whether we are winning or losing when it comes to evangelization. It's more about, are we being faithful to the opportunity that the Lord has put before us? And then let Him take care of the rest. The third reason why people don't evangelize is that we don't feel ready. We don't feel prepared. And this is an easy one. I don't know if you'll ever feel ready or ever feel fully prepared. The fact of the matter is you're not really ready for anything in life until you start to do it. Until you actually sit down and do it, you really don't know how to do it. So if you don't feel prepared, join the club. That's how it works. But the only way to get prepared is to start to evangelize, because then you'll be prepared to do it more. The fourth reason people don't evangelize is that they are afraid of losing a relationship or a friend. They're afraid that if I put myself out there, if I share the gospel with a friend, if I bear witness to what I believe, that they might reject me. And that's certainly a possibility. Jesus said it would be a possibility. He prophesied that there would be families that would be torn apart because of Him. But when you enter into a relationship and you look for the opportunities to share the truth with them and to meet Jesus, your goal is not to drive them away, so at least you know there's purity of intention. The second thing is that you have no control over their reaction. So if they react poorly or negatively, that's not on you. You can't control how they react. If you can approach it with a sense of humility, a sense of patience, a sense of joy, and very much an invitation, then people might not like what you're inviting them to, but generally very few people begrudge invitations or get frustrated that you want something for them, that you love them enough and you care about them enough to invite them into something or invite them to consider something. Now you have to listen to their response, and sometimes you have to back away a little bit when they say no and they make it clear that they might not be interested. Some relationships are fractured because we approach it with a sense of pride. Like, I know better and you need to hear what I have to say. Or we have impatience, like, why won't you change? But when you can approach it with just a peaceful truth that's embodied in the way that you live, there's an authentic witness and an authentic explanation of, this is what I have come to know and believe. And this is why I think it applies to you as well. And I want to invite you to consider it. And I love you either way. But I love you enough to speak the truth as I understand it. Generally, those relationships remain intact. Not all the time, it's not 100%. But the fear of losing a friend is very real. But I think that we can approach it in the right way, similar to how Jesus would do it. A combination of witness, of questions, of love, leaning in, of support, of journeying with, accompanying, and then speaking the truth when the truth is ready to be heard. The fifth reason why people fail to evangelize is that we feel like hypocrites. In other words, I say I believe this, but I don't actually fully live it. Yes, that's how we all are. We all look at the saints and think, I want to be holy like they are holy. And as long as you're striving for it, And as long as you're honest about the process, you're not a hypocrite. A hypocrite is somebody who doesn't acknowledge the disparity. A hypocrite is someone that says they believe this and acts like they believe this way and doesn't, and refuses to acknowledge that. You're not a hypocrite if you're trying hard and you fail a lot. That's not a hypocrite. That's being honest. That's being human. That's being a disciple in need of a master, a sick person who needs a doctor. And that's where all of us are. To be able to say, this is really hard at times. I'm relying so much on my own strength and I'm failing. And at other times, it's really working. Like I used to do all these things and now I don't. That's pretty great, but you know what? I still do a bunch of these things that I wish I didn't. And the Lord's working on me with that. You're not a hypocrite to be authentic and to be honest about the journey. And finally, the sixth reason that people don't evangelize is that at the end of the day, we really don't believe it matters. At the end of the day, a lot of us just say, you know what? As long as they're a good person, as long as they haven't killed anybody, as long as they just follow their truth, God is all merciful, God is all loving, He'll take care of them. The judgment of God is not something for us to predict. We don't have the authority or the right to determine who's going to heaven and who is not. What we have to do as disciples of God is listen to the teachings of the church and look at the Word of God and say, what does the Word of God reveal to us about the conditions of salvation? And what does the Word of God tell us about heaven and hell and being saved? And the Word of God says a whole lot about that. But the Word of God says a lot about what we need to do and what we need to receive and who we need to be and how we need to respond in order to enter into the joy of our Master, in order to participate in the salvation that's being offered to us. But if we live with the kind of universalistic, therapeutic, everybody's okay because everybody's okay, and this is hard anyway, and so maybe it's actually better for them if, and it goes on and on, all that whittles away at our conviction that Jesus is the way to the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except by Him. Jesus has come to make a way for us to be saved. The broad and the wide is the path that leads to hell, and many are there that are traveling on it and finding it. And narrow is the way that leads to heaven, and there are few that are finding it. Jesus says that not because He wants that to be the case, but He wants us to do something about it. He doesn't want us on the broad way. He wants us on the narrow way. And the way people come from the broad way to the narrow way is for us who are trying the best that we can to participate and to walk with the Lord on the narrow way, to invite as many people onto the narrow way with us. That to know the Lord is to have life, and to not know Jesus is not to have life. This is what Jesus has revealed and what the church has consistently taught. So to be able to receive that conviction that it actually matters, if somebody knows the Lord, is such fuel, it's such a motivator for us to actually open our mouth and share the gospel. So there are many reasons why people don't evangelize, and ultimately what it comes down to is there a pride in us. We're worried about what others will say and do. We're worried about what we think about ourselves. And we're worried about the outcome, and all of that comes with pride. Instead of saying, what does God say about me? That's what I want most, humility. What does God say about myself? And what are the outcomes that He is after? When you live by that paradigm, all of these other reasons will go away, and we can start to share the gospel with others. Amen.